If it be made in the unobstructed air, especially if it descend to its mark, the stroke is then simply irresistible. No ribs of man or boat can withstand it. Your only salvation lies in eluding it, but if it comes sideways through the opposing water, then partly owing to the light buoyancy of the whaleboat and the elasticity of its materials, a cracked rib or a dashed plank or two, a sort of stitch in the side, is generally the most serious result. These submerged side blows are so often received in the fishery that they are accounted mere child's play. Someone strips off a frock, and the hole is stopped. Third, I cannot demonstrate it, but it seems to me that in the whale the sense of touch is concentrated in the tail, for in this respect there is a delicacy in it only equaled by the daintiness of the elephant's trunk. This delicacy is chiefly evinced in the action of sweeping, when, in maidenly gentleness, the whale, with a certain soft slowness, moves his immense flukes from side to side upon the surface of the sea. And if he feels but a sailor's whisker, woe to that sailor, whiskers and all, what tenderness there is in that preliminary touch. Had this tail any prehensile power, I should straightway bethink me of Darmonides' elephant that so frequented the flower market, and with low salutations presented nosegays to damsels, and then caressed their zones.